MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The Federal Aviation Administration closed the airspace around El Paso International Airport for 10 days Tuesday night, then lifted those restrictions on Wednesday morning. A notice posted on the FAA's website said the temporary flight restrictions were for, quote, special security reasons, but did not provide additional details. But a White House official said Mexican cartel drones had breached American airspace and the Department of Defense had disabled them. Senator Ben Ray Lujan issued a statement saying there was no credible evidence of that. The New Mexico Organized Crime Commission released a video last week showing a cartel-operated drone tracking a Mexican law enforcement convoy in Chihuahua and dropping an explosive device that seriously injured officers. Officials say cartels are also using drones to smuggle drugs into New Mexico, and currently there are no state laws addressing drones being used criminally. So state senators George Munoz, Pete Campos, and Cindy Nava introduced Senate Bill 136 that would add a new section of the criminal code defining unlawful use of an unmanned aircraft. The bill is currently in the Senate Judiciary Committee, and the closure of the El Paso airspace did not include Mexican airspace, but did include Santa Teresa in southern New Mexico. And allegations of bodies buried near Jeffrey Epstein's Zorro Ranch in Santa Fe County have emerged from millions of pages of documents related to the convicted sex offender's crimes. This is prompting calls for an investigation from New Mexico officials. New Mexico Public Lands Commissioner Stephanie Garcia Richard and radio host Eddie Aragon both want investigators to look into the claims.
To my knowledge, no investigation has taken place thus far. It doesn't sound like anything is going to be taking place very soon.
And Aragon wants lawmakers to immediately seize Zorro Ranch, as it was emails he received in 2019, which he turned over to the FBI, that have been released as part of the recent Epstein Files document dump.
I've since referred to the FBI on a number of other things, and I've never heard back from them on any things.
Garcia Richard is ready to offer all state lands for investigation surrounding the ranch, but can't do anything about the house as it's privately owned. Attorney General Raul Torres' office responded to Garcia Richard with a letter stating, quote, as we understand it, the allegations appear to be unsubstantiated.
We need to get to the bottom of really what happened in New Mexico. I think that New Mexicans need answers. I think the victims need answers. I'm going to keep asking questions and keep poking around until I get an answer.
The FBI has no comment on the case. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.